Fundraising. Pathway to Progress marches on. Many people across the UK have already stepped forward to take part in our Pathway to Progress virtual fundraiser. We launched the fundraiser with a 5K walk around Willan Lake in Milton Keynes in March. 30 supporters joined staff on a dry, bright and breezy day, circling the lake and sharing personal experiences of PSP and CBD. The event kicked off what we hope will be our biggest year yet for Pathway to Progress. After the walk, everyone gathered for coffee and heard from event ambassador Leslie Farrer, who offered advice to those preparing to organise their own walks. The challenge is flexible and people can walk, run or cycle either on their own or with family and friends. All miles travelled are logged and we hope that collectively we can create a virtual pathway around Britain's coastline. Last year, supporters and match funders helped generate over £96,000 to invest in our information and support services, as well as research into PSP and CBD. This year, we hope our collective movement can be even stronger. Among those stepping up is Christian Ridehaw, who is preparing for a 43-mile trek across the Gower Peninsula in May in memory of his father, Christopher. Christopher died from PSP in February 2024, just 4 months after receiving a diagnosis. Before that, he had experienced years of unexplained symptoms, including coordination problems, cognitive changes, speech difficulties, and frequent falls. It was a difficult and confusing path to Dad's PSP diagnosis, Christian says. When we finally had an answer, it was a condition none of us had even heard of. Unfortunately, things progressed very quickly after that. The Gower Peninsula was the destination of the family's last holiday together before Christopher's condition worsened. A trek made sense because Dad loved walking, Christian explains. Choosing the Gower makes it a very personal and poignant challenge. He will be joined by family members and close friends over the 2-day trek, all walking in Christopher's memory. Together, they aim to raise £2,000 for PSPA, while helping to increase awareness of the condition. My sister, brother-in-law, nephew, and a few close family friends will be joining me, he says. As well as remembering the good times, I hope this helps more people understand what PSP is and what to look out for. Further east in Norfolk, another long-time supporter is preparing to take on his own challenge. Peter Hatchman, alongside fellow fundraiser and co-lead of the Norwich support group Linda Moore, will walk 32 miles along the Boudica Way in June. His connection to PSPA stretches back more than 20 years, following his mother's diagnosis and death from PSP in 2011. I still see elements of my mum in people who attend the Norwich support group, he says. Different symptoms in different people. It brings it home even now. Peter describes their diagnosis journey as relatively straightforward compared to others. A referral to neurology services led to a consultant who quickly recognised the signs of PSP, with tests confirming the diagnosis shortly after. At the time, the family had little knowledge of the condition. That changed when they found PSPA. We got in touch and have been supporters ever since, he says. The support group helped us as carers, giving us the chance to talk to others who understood. Since his mother's death, Peter and his wife Sue have remained active in the Norwich support group, helping with organisation and fundraising. In 2024, he completed a fundraising walk that raised more than £1,200. He chose to take a break the following year, mindful of repeatedly asking the same community for sponsorship. The continuation of match funding for 2026, however, prompted him to take part again. "The Boudicca Way has been on my list for a while," he says. "It seemed like the right opportunity to do something for the charity." Peter highlights the importance of fundraising in sustaining PSPA's work, particularly in supporting families dealing with complex and often distressing symptoms. "Unique symptoms like impulsivity can be challenging," he says. "It's often only people within the community who fully understand the impact. Our Pathway to Progress Challenge is open to everyone. Participants can choose distances that suit them, walk at their own pace and involve friends, family or colleagues. Each walk adds to our collective effort to raise both funds and awareness. With early fundraisers already in training and more expected to join in the months ahead, we're aiming to exceed last year's total to enable those living with the condition both now and in the future achieve the best possible quality of life." Find out more. More information about taking part in Pathway to Progress is available on our website.